This is a HeadGum Original.
Recording on a Friday for the first time in a
while.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Sorry, when you laugh mid intro, Will,
it was kind of a chuckle, I'd say.
That's a subtype of laughter. It does grind the show to a screeching halt.
It's a subtweet of you. Because it wasn't for real. It was pity, to be frank.
Damn, Daniel!
Ooh. Classic wow. Bite.
I was gonna say that it grinds the show to a screeching halt, but you sort of butchered me. You flayed me, you tore the skin off my limbs in front of Marika.
Of all people.
You're made
most sensitive around.
All right, we're cooking with gas. That's the Friday feeling. We haven't recorded the show on a Friday since the plandemic, I want to say. That may or may not be true, but it feels that way to me because we haven't captured that Friday feeling in oral, in years.
The live show was on a Friday, wasn't it?
Well, when you say it immediately like that.
And I was not invited.
It was a Monday. It was a Monday.
Oh, okay. It felt like a Monday feeling. Yeah.
The show had that Friday feeling, despite being a Monday episode.
You just muted yourself.
A Monday record, I was saying.
You just
yeah.
gonna brush past that?
It was crazy.
Well, I'm trying to get more of you guys in the booth, but I can't find, because here's the problem with Zoom. Not to sound like an old Jake and Amir sketch, but they keep changing the interface and it does keep really throwing me.
Yeah, jumping the shark. Brad
yeah, they
left.
Had a perfect
it was,
game going.
It was really good timing for Brad to leave because the topic was Zoom interface dynamics.
Yes, which I think is awesome, but you're saying yes. It's boring as hell?
Ooh, does he have a present?
All right, I just
Brad,
got
a
it
gift.
Back. Just headphones. Not a gift, just headphones. Unless it's another shirt. Is it going to say Jeff sucks this time?
No, I auctioned that off, actually.
How much did you get?
How much did you make?
Couple hundo thou.
No. Okay. Already the first half I knew was wrong. And if it was a couple $100,000, you should be way more excited than you are. Ooh. Big Rock Candy Mountaineering. Yeah, I've seen ads for these. Did you get a hat?
I saw your hat.
You're not wearing.
Is it the green one? The mesh green one?
Let me talk.
I am. I will. I'm not trying to be like Will.
I will. You just said you were trying to be like Will. You will. I'm not Will. I got a sweatshirt.
So not the hat.
Ooh.
And it's a plain red tee.
A blank?
It's a blank.
It's pretty. What's the fabric like?
I think it's...
Please.
Hey there, Jebediah. What's it like to have red sweaters? I'm the plain white Reeve, and I don't know how to breathe.
So I see the paywall has really increased the quality of the show.
It's increased the quantity. The episode's 10/trend
Same
longer
amount,
now.
Right?
Same it's amount a longer.
Longer
content.
Episodes. So ultimately, they basically get an hour more of content per month, but it's not an extra episode. It's an extra 15
and
minutes
it's not
per...
an extra good thing.
You didn't tell me this was going to be longer.
Yeah. It's at our expense.
I
that
fear
all this occurs.
That Will is in a good mood. Because when he is... Yeah. What were
how
you going to say?
How did today's release... I mean, my first appearance on the Patreon was released today.
Oh, it was crickets.
Are the reviews in?
Weirdly, no one's liked or commented, and it has been hours. That's not happened yet.
You forgot to upload it, I think.
It's there. It's just, episode's called Pepto-Bismarck. Yeah. No, Bernt Weiss says Will really shines through in the in-person episodes. So
that's huge.
I think you're taking it as a compliment.
Actually, I wouldn't know.
You are taking it as a compliment, but I think that what they're saying is that when you're on Zoom,
yeah,
you're not
deadpan, Jason Bateman style.
No, because that's again kind of gassing you up. I'm trying to tamper you down.
Will is the smartless media of this crew.
He's smartless. I think Will's best appearance was last spring with the duet you and I sang.
That was really good. And it was off the cuff and on the fly.
Yeah. And we do
and off the dome. Yeah. What's everyone's...
We're actually running a little bit late with this segment, which is our newest segment. It is the video recording? And it
is.
I got a notification,
Okay. Brad, you were saying?
I was going to say, what was everyone's best appearance on the show, do you
think? That's great.
I think your best appearance was when you debuted the Jeff Sucks shirts. But I also, when there's so many of these, it's hard not to just look at iconography, right? Things like songs, shirts, Marika's fear, you know, things that stand out as almost deified icons. Something you can worship.
I regret asking.
You're kind of begging for a parasocial relationship.
More than that, even. I want there to be a religion to certain aspect. Not me, per se.
You're starting a cult. We're funding your cult, and I don't think that's okay.
I mean, they're baby steps sliding towards that, but in the meantime, it's not worshiping me. It's or the show. It's these little pieces of show iconography
that will one day be deified. And
like instead of
cemented in silicone or something.
Instead of a crucifix, it's a fucking my other car is a massage bumper sticker,
which there are tons of out on the desk. Anya's desk.
I ordered a bunch.
Still haven't gotten one of those.
And we should say that we're going to give them out to the first 50, not the first 40.
No, we shouldn't.
Whoa.
You should actually stop talking because you've made a mess of this already.
Well, to be fair, it's not my fault because
it's multiple people's faults.
Correct. I'll take partial blame. I can't accept all blame because there was a stack of them in the office. They either got trashed or given away.
They got trashed and given away.
It's not charity who's coming through the fucking HeadGum office. It's royalty.
Yeah.
It's people like Tony Hale.
Do you think Tony Hale pays for products? No, it's given to him.
Yeah.
He puts it on the car and then other people, normies, want it.
Well, Kristen Schaal took a sticker. I confronted her about this, which sounds
violent.
That was
violent.
Wild
to hear on the podcast, but outside
broadcast. And I said, did you put it on your car? And she said, no.
Why would I?
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was right, too. The point being is that we promised 40 stickers.
And we're coming through with more.
We didn't have 40.
But now we have
50 stickers and a mule.
We're only sending... It's taken us 2 months to send 40 stickers to people because of your ass.
What about 40 stickers and a jewel? You'll send a jewel pod.
Now that we're behind the paywall.
I thought you were going to say a sapphire ruby.
Dude, take a poll, Will.
It's a paywall.
Take a poll.
It's a fucking Willy Wonka golden ticket, but you're either going to get a golden sticket or a fucking jade.
Can we, now that this is behind a paywall, can we show hole?
You may not.
No, I don't think we can.
You really may not.
We did ask.
Can we show Joel?
Oh.
Even less so, can we?
that was part of the terms and conditions on Patreon.
They were
that Joel walks into my room.
Yeah.
Joel's in Portland. He's
all right, taking it into... I mean, it's Bond of the Week, but it's taken forever for the button to load, so I am going to have to apologize on my... Bond of the Week. I'm going to go with Ozzy Osbourne because it's time for a 007.
That's good.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Oh, R.I.P.
To the king, of the prince of darkness.
He's dead. So
did you guys saw that he was alive at that concert?
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
Yeah but imagine
with
if
XXXTentacion.
Imagine if James ate a bat.
I was like, "Who's James?"
I'm still confused.
Oh, how do you know James? And then he got COVID with two O's.
Sharon!
Sharon, I tested positive. Can you talk about it on the chalk?
Halloween costume for you, Jeff.
Ozzy Osbourne or 007?
Sharon.
Double O Sharon.
If I could get my girlfriend to do it with me, it would work.
Well, no, because it would be like one of those costumes that's half like the wedding dress, half the suit, but it's half Ozzy, half Sharon, but also that's Bond.
So what are you saying? You're wearing a red wig and you're wearing an Ozzy overcoat, half. But you're holding a gun?
Hat, like, yeah, Two-Face style.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down. Halloween costume idea. Double O Sharon. Half Ozzy, half Sharon,
half Bond.
God, that's bad.
You're gonna see that in a month and like kill yourself.
Fuck! How did creepy Halloween get to it before me? Guys, what are your guys' bonds of the week? You have anything you want to share in?
Nice. My bond of the week's Austin Abrams. No further questions.
We can't follow up about
it? I can't ask who that is.
He's a guy.
Is he related to Gracie and JJ?
No.
You say related?
Is he related to Gracie and JJ?
All right, that's
he's
enough.
In Weapons, and I was just reading the plot description because I won't be seeing it, but... Mm-hmm. I love to learn, love to know what the deal is. So he's on the brain.
Nice.
Host of the pod.
Will?
Quicker.
No, that one was
that.
Good. We just have to keep it going. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it to Harry Houdini.
Why is that? Cool.
More of a throwback, more of when men were men and they escaped from box.
Men were men and they escaped.
To be honest, I'm inspired by the J. Daniel Atlas poster behind Marika.
Coming soon.
Tickets bought for Now You See Through Me?
Well, I don't think they're on sale yet, but I will be first in line. I'll be right front and center in the theater. My favorite movie franchise.
It is good as hell.
All right. What else?
He hates it. We're having fun.
You're tired.
I couldn't.
Brad,
JoJo Siwa.
Okay,
I appreciate her trad wife arc, and I think that would be a good
it's
fit.
It's fitting for Bond.
For Bond,
Betty Davis eyes.
Betty Davis Bond.
You gotta pull Jeff out of it.
That's terrible.
Whatever Jeff's doing on the computer, you do have to sing Betty Davis.
Yeah, that was awful. Will, who's your on?
He already fucking said, man. Pay attention.
Quiz, Jeff. Who was it?
I don't
remember. It was Betty Davis Bond or something.
Wrong. Harry Houdini.
Harry Styles or whatever.
Couldn't be more off.
Dumbass.
Oh no.
It might be the rudest thing I've ever done. Is
force just, everyone to do this.
What a competition. What a competition, rudest thing you've ever done. There's a lot in the running.
I think he's laughing at his own joke that he hasn't said yet.
No, I was laughing at that. Steam competition. Lot of things in the running.
Conversation dies out. Brad.
All right, word of the day. Lose all. This is a word that describes a person or thing that's lifeless, repulsing, and unfriendly. To use it in a sentence, upon meeting him, a man who was thin of resolve and legs, I knew immediately that Will Conover was of the lose-all persuasion.
To be honest, wow. Being called thin, it did like trigger something nice, though. I felt like kind of skinny vibes by the way you were describing it.
Well, it's sort of an antonym to win some.
Yes, so
there's win some and then there's lose all. Yeah, which you are.
Yeah. What was the other thing that you had that was like it's you either ominous-y? Have to be. It was either like being happy for someone being thin, being happy you're thin, or a third thing yes. that was not. It's
oh,
like that.
I forget. Yeah, maybe somebody could comment on this week's episode which word of the week that was, word of the day, or whatever the fuck.
You just have thin on the mind.
Guys, if you could fart yourself thin, would you?
Yeah.
Already have.
Is it constant? Like, to stay thin, you have to continue? Or could you just do it all at once? Could I go to a cabin?
I think people always say that, like, two healthy people have bad farts all the time. So, like, what's the difference? You know what I mean?
Can you describe what we're looking at here?
It's what appears to be a shattered sink dripping water into a functioning faucet. And the caption says, when you ask me how I'm doing and I say, quote, I'm functioning, this is what I mean.
I mean, it's giving
one like, and it's from April 26, 2022 from an account called Next Porn Star.
Sports star.
And it seems
sorry.
To be.
Oh, what's the Adam Fox? What was that? Hockey one? What do we got there? Fewest games played to 20 career playoff goals. Oh, that's pretty good. Al MacInnis, huh?
All right. So, you know,
is it giving Micah? I'd say nah.
No, Micah's chilling.
Yeah, I think Micah's
on the
cape. Oh, is that what was he supposed to be on today? Was this supposed to be a I saw this and thought of you segment?
No,
I just think this is like Micah.
Yeah.
Like Micah.
Yeah. I feel like on the surface level, he has it together. But when you dive deeper, there's no there.
I think the exact opposite is what this picture is conveying.
Yeah.
I think on the surface level, it looks broken, but it does function.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying Mike is high functioning, but when you search like I'm thinking of it more like if you were mindlessly going to the bathroom to wash your hands, you could use this to wash your hands, but if you looked at it consciously, you'd see how this sink is broken a lot.
Yeah.
That compares to Micah how?
Because it's like when you talk to Micah a couple times a month, like, or maybe a year, like I do, it's like Micah seems fine, but if I were to spend a week with him, I'd realize that he's shattered. I mean, isn't he living with Jake?
No.
He's living in, let's not get into Micah's business.
I think
he's fine.
I think he's falling apart at the seams, but it's like only at the seams. So like the garment's mostly intact. There's no tears there, but there's also no theirs there, right? Because everything's going to start, like the stuffing of him is about to start coming out. Long may him run. I mean, do you guys think Micah's him? Or do you think Micah's shim?
Absolutely.
Micah's him.
Just, I'm saying sometimes I get Michelle Shim, who works at HeadGum, confused with Micah.
I don't see how you every day. Have that happen.
No, I get that.
We're living on different sides of the world.
All right, guys, I feel like now's the perfect time to talk about it. The New York office is closed. Let's get into it. Marika,
now's the perfect time to talk about it. You already brought it up on last week's episode. Again, not supposed to be sharing like this kind of business with people.
I'm just saying it's gone.
Yeah.
Well, it's still there.
The physical space exists, but does that make sense?
So we shouldn't talk about this. Just straight up.
All I'm saying is the New York office is no longer.
Yes, we do not have our old New York studio.
That we can say.
Yes.
Marika, how do you feel about that? And whose mismanagement do you blame it on?
I think everyone's bummed. I think we liked being in a space together.
You're not finding any, because like, there's got to be some residual benefit, right? Now you don't have to kind of deal with, you know, Joel.
I haven't been outside in days.
All right, let's take it on over to the LA office.
Yeah.
Will, can we get an LA office vibes check? Let's get your opinion, and then we'll cross-reference it by you bringing your microphone out into the hallway and yelling out about everyone else's vibe.
I think, in general, things are, they're not bleak here. They're a bit melancholy. Meaning? I do believe it is Anya's final day in the Los Angeles office. And to be honest, she's the heart and soul of the place. So we're pretty bummed. But I think do you want me to bring the microphone out there and see how people are feeling? Man on the street style?
Yeah. So you say melancholy. Why don't you take the microphone out? Don't bring your camera or anything. Just the microphone is fine.
And he does need to be plugged in, right?
If you could just separate the two, that'd be nice. But so just go whatever you need to do to get out there and get a vibe check. I want you to do it loud and fast. I don't care recording. I really don't care if anyone's recording, because we're recording, right? And we are the namesake podcast.
That's a good point. Okay, I'll be back.
I mean, the computer has to come with.
It might have to. We'll see if he can get it done, but yeah.
I think he probably just unplugged the microphone.
Grace Alley? Yeah. You might come in here real quick?
Will does a perfect Alley impression, and we all think it's
No,
really
he's hard. Doing it all wrong. No, no, Will, I don't want you... No!
Also,
what did I say? I said take...
He's screaming no. I can't hear anything.
I said go out into the bullpen
translator.
And yell and get a check of vibes. Hey. I didn't say bring... I love Allie, but don't bring her into...
The five?
No,
the
not a man
good,
on the street style. I said go out into
Actually,
the bullpen.
Like a chill Friday. I got a chilaquiles breakfast burrito, and it was way better than I thought it would be.
Will just asked her what she
they
had for
it.
Lunch.
It's
positive that's not
feedback.
A vibe
I can't hear
check
anything.
Of the office,
that's
Will. I said
check.
Bring... No, it's not!
I guess I started to
Allie's
act like I had
done nothing wrong. Allie's a saint. I'm
you,
saying
Allie.
Will is doing it wrong. Will, you have to take the microphone and
How
laptop out, and you have to yell in the bullpen to get a vibes check.
To be frank, a very exciting new show is recording right now, and the hosts have been very kind to me so far. So
yeah, we can't.
I'd like
that.
To give
yeah, we
them.
We can't spoil that.
Will, can you type in the chat who it is? Because I'd love to know.
No, don't tell them.
No, I'm not going to say it. I just need to know.
Can you not imagine?
No.
Imagine, was that a clue? John Lennon.
Sean Lennon.
Julian Lennon and Sean Lennon started a
Making
podcast.
Making peace, yeah.
With HeadGum.
With Ringo Starr's son, also.
But they can only record in New York.
Zach Starr, it's the Beatles' sons, and Julian's left out yet again.
That happened recently, right?
Well, Julian just had some kind of exhibition in Venice. On his eczema, yeah.
Yeah.
He basically just held his arm out, you know, where the rashes were, and people could scratch or not. I am trying to write a classic novel to add to the sort of American literary canon. This week, I'm pitching Harry Potter and a guy who's named Rod. Sorry, Harry Potter and a guy who's named Rod.
I, before this, sent a message in the Discord asking for words of hate before this recording to pass along to you.
Sure.
And Ben Townsend said, tell Jeff to give up on his novel dream. It would be a far more rewarding for him and beneficial to the world to come up with a new personality.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear a new story pitch. I just want to see a new James. The world would be better if what he currently is was.
It is great how people have nailed the tone. That people can replicate it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what do we need this guy for? Everybody's
exactly.
just...
No, my job is not AI proof for sure.
Yeah.
it's not even I proof.
but he's still unstable.
It's Harry Potter and a guy who's named Rod.
Yeah.
So this is my take on what I think the original draft of Harry Potter was. Basically, a little orphan Harry lived underneath an escalator, and he comes into contact with a man named Rodner. Most of the novel is confusion over the man's name and why it's not Rodney, but it's in fact Rodner. So at first, Harry thinks he misheard, but then it's confirmed that his name does end in E-R, not E-Y. That whole exchange takes 40 pages to figure out. The rest of the novel is them experiencing a lot of travel delays while they're in transit to Sowarts because the train conductors keep misspelling his name on the tickets.
Yeah.
And it doesn't match like the guy's ID.
Rodner's
ID. Yeah.
Harry is fine.
Yeah. Which, by the way, that legal document of Rodner's is as thin as he is.
What percentage of the profits of the book would go to the Rowling estate and her, you know?
I think whichever 501(c)(3) is most against trans rights is gonna,
the most egregious organization gets it. No, it's just forwarded along.
That's what all of Harry Potter, I think, goes to.
Yeah.
So I try not to go to Harry Potter World or anything like that.
You try not to.
But I end up there because I love the butterbeer. But
like accidentally, you might stumble.
I'm actually
in
there a lot.
And buy a
chocolate frogs. Or
also, so you're saying you're writing this with the knowledge that all the money is going to the estate.
Well, it's for that.
I'm going to get my fee.
Got it.
Yeah.
And that's all kind of Papa cares about.
Well, it's mostly
in my bag for sure. Yeah.
I would say that you do it for the canon, for the love of the game, for the art. You're not really in this endeavor for the cash. Is that right?
Well, I thought JK was a, like, because when they were saying she's a turf, I thought she was artificial grass.
Yeah.
I was wowed that could write a novel.
And you thought,
you had only heard people say it. You had never seen it written. Or if you did, you thought they were misspelling?
I only heard, I was taking a screen break that year.
That year.
No, but maybe my fee can go towards, going towards a good cause for, you know.
Yeah.
More inclusionary efforts.
Noble.
Yeah, really.
What's funny? You guys think equity is funny?
It was more that you struggled to say any specific.
Anything, yeah.
Just inclusionary efforts is fine.
Inclusionary efforts.
Well, I thought of local charities, but that wouldn't be fair to everyone around the world.
No.
No.
So don't do anything.
Maybe
I don't mind that option.
Don't write the book.
I don't even mind that because that takes no effort. That's pretty low lift.
Needs to be told.
Well,
Rodner.
I can see how you made the mistake, though.
And it really does become a story more about Rodner than Harry. So, like, why not just write a book about Rodner?
And you thought that this was the first draft of Harry Potter.
But why does it need to be in the world of Harry Potter?
Because I'm saying this is like, look, there are no wrong ideas. There are no dumb questions. There are no bad first drafts, right? So I think that JK sat down, and she was homeless at the time. I don't know where she, at some point she lost the plot there.
Yeah,
so you knew that, but you didn't. You thought it was grass.
Yeah.
Well, what are you saying? That a bunch of green plastic sheets.
JK Rowling's entire biography
is gonna have a home,
except the last 5 years.
It might be part of a home's yard, but I didn't think that artificial grass was gonna have a mansion.
I thought, guys,
I think you're thinking of astroturf.
As
turf itself can be real grass.
That's funny. That's funny.
So true. That's...
I would say grass still doesn't have a home.
Fuck you, man.
Do we have any more of those complaints, Brad?
Actually.
Save them. We do have to take a quick break, even though we don't do ads. Well, the pipe. And we're back. This is going to take us into our first segment. Save those Razzes. Jason?
Close.
Welcome to Chat Razz PT. Chat. Raz PT.
Did you just make this up?
No.
All right.
Guys, we're going to... This is a segment where we're going to use ChatGPT to craft the best Raz of one another. Capiche?
Do you think this will be taken well by the audience? Do you think the audience... Because I feel like people using AI for kind of superfluous...
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares what they think?
It's like, not superfluous. This is entertainment.
And isn't that the issue? Isn't that what you picketed against?
Well, when you put it like that, no. I was consistently voting pro. I don't know. I think a lot of people I know are using ChatGPT. I know that it's probably bad for things. And when you point it out, then suddenly the comments are going to include it.
Well, you can just cut it out.
Well, everything is fine until you point it out.
Nobody cares about anything until you point it out.
And all of a sudden you point it out and everybody is like all up in arms.
Right.
Oh, all right. I went ahead.
Okay, here we go. Will, this one's for Will. We're all going to do one for Will. So Marika and Brad, get yours going. Will, your work consistently confuses quantity with quality. There's a lot of noise, but very little worth listening to.
With me not being any sort of public figure,
well,
I feel like ChatGPT doesn't know enough to razz me in it.
I thought that was pretty spot on. I think you're selling a lot of ads, but the ads aren't quite, you know, high quality.
Would
that
be? It would be my job to make sure those ads are high quality, right?
you could add it to your list of tasks, but you choose not to, and I think that speaks volumes. At least ChatGPT thinks that.
Fair, I guess.
No rebuttals till the end. Brad?
Jeffrey James has the rare talent of speaking for hours without producing a single original thought. It's like listening to a Wikipedia article read by a smug Roomba.
Okay, I'm coming through AI.
Again, it was supposed to be by Will.
I'm typing meaner.
It was supposed to be Will, but Marika, I know you look really bummed, but if you could razz Will. We'll get to me, but the first one was supposed to be Will.
Jeffrey James is living proof that confidence and competence are entirely unrelated. A man coasting through life on the fumes of his own self-regard, blissfully unaware that everyone else can smell the mediocrity.
Holy shit. That one, for some reason, really cut deep and resonated. Marika, I'm begging you.
Will, more like whim.
That's funny, because it's sort of like someone coasting along on the trails of his own regard, whereas everyone else can smell that dank stench of mediocrity almost.
Jeffrey James is the human equivalent of a participation trophy.
This is
proof
tough.
That you can show up, contribute nothing of value, and still somehow take up space. If charisma were oxygen, he'd have suffocated years ago.
Charisma were oxygen.
He'd have suffocated years ago, yeah.
That's AI saying that, or that's Discord?
This is all me.
No, you didn't write that.
I wrote these months ago. Jeffrey James is a void in human form. Everything he touches becomes dull. Every conversation he joins dies, gasping for air. And most remarkable thing about him is how particularly unremarkable he is.
Careful. This is written on Brad's wall.
In blood.
All right, here we go for Marika. Marika's got the Midas touch, except everything she handles turns to garbage.
It's bad.
Not that good.
Yeah.
I'll do another one. I'm running it through. Marika has the reverse Midas touch. Everything she touches doesn't just lose value. It collapses like it's been begging to escape her influence.
Did you ask it to do the Midas stuff, or is it that's just kind of what it's on?
Marika doesn't just ruin things. She accelerates their decay with a curse and a deadline.
And when she touches them, they turn to coal.
Marika's version of the Midas touch turns gold into scrap. And then blames the metal. Sounds pretty good. This is really good. Marika's presence is like rust, slowly, quietly, and inevitably corroding everything it touches. All right, Will, can you get her ass?
I haven't loaded it up.
This isn't how I wanted the segment to go.
Is it GBT or GBT?
GPT.
Introducing ChatGPT.
Chat. The version 5 was introduced today, and everyone lost their AI girlfriends that they had fallen in love with because it's kind of a new thing. It's like a new personality that rolled out.
Probably that's ideal. Really
good, yeah.
Marika, are you going to contribute?
Am I going to contribute an insult to myself?
No, like maybe to like Will or something or me. We can move
on. I'll keep things playful in the spirit of HeadGum humor. Here's a light roast for Jeff. Jeff is like a human buffering wheel, always there, always spinning, never actually loading anything useful.
Jeffrey really James good. Is a walking cautionary tale about wasted potential. A man so devoid of insight, charm, or substance that if he vanished tomorrow, the only measurable change in the world would be an immediate rise in the collective IQ. His legacy will be the deafening silence left when people stop pretending to care that he existed.
To claim that when you die, the global average IQ
moves at all. Moves at all. It really shouldn't.
You were dragging it down so far that they're not even taking out, you know.
I obviously can handle criticism whether it's constructive or not, but that's going to go ahead and be enough. Also, you guys just wasted a lot of water.
Yeah. I didn't. Mine was off the dome.
That's funny. Hey, RIP Ozzy. Rice. Okay, this is a segment I like to call Rump Steak or Nah.
Can't wait.
I'm going to show you guys a few photos of cuts of meat. And you guys, I mean, it's all steak, but you guys tell me whether it's rump steak, which is a cut of steak, or not rump steak. Are you ready?
Brad and I don't eat beef.
Yeah, I've been a vegetarian since I was like 19.
That's fine. That doesn't mean you can't. You're not eating. You're not eating what we're seeing. You're just going to
give it a go.
I've never eaten beef.
Yeah.
All right. Rump steak or nah, guys?
Rump.
Yeah, I'm going to go rump.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Absolutely incorrect. We're off to a really terrible start here, guys. Let's try and rally into number two. Rump steak or nah?
Looks like ribs, right?
It's going to be...
Yeah.
Is that ribs?
Perhaps.
I see
skirt.
A bone.
So you think it is or is not rump?
It's a bone-on sirloin.
Correct! That's not rump. Rump steak.
That's
or not.
Rump.
That's rump.
Steak.
Low
day.
Poly image. That's
correct. So just so you know, this is going to go ahead and be a rump steak. You might want to memorize the shape and size.
I kind of want to eat meat now.
Rump steak or nah?
A lot of pink peppercorns. Nah.
No.
AI.
That's a rump steak if I've ever seen a lump of steak.
Really?
Rump or nah?
Ooh, I like the melted butter on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. That is not rump. Guys, rump steak or nah?
What is that sauce?
Ooh, that's an au poivre. Yeah.
That looks unappetizing.
Okay. Well, we're not asking about the sauce, right? We're asking about rump.
Okay.
We're asking about rump. Stop asking
Guys,
about rump.
That's a fucking rump steak.
How?
What do you mean how?
God.
Rump or
it's
not?
From an ass. And why does it keep cutting off?
It doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Rump or nah?
It's bad. It looks really gross.
Nah.
This looks gross to you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
man.
This looks really good. With the time?
Raw
it's 1:47.
Time.
What's that?
Sorry, I thought you asked what time it was.
Nice. All right. Rump or nah? Come on.
Nah.
Not rump.
That's I'm gonna correct. Go rump. That is not yeah. rump, but I disagree. I think that looks amazing.
Is rump so, ass?
Guys, what about this? Rump or nah?
Rump.
Rump.
Yeah. Incorrect, guys. Come on. We got to keep this shit going, right?
Is it pork?
Rump or nah?
Nah.
Rump.
That looks like an ass.
Or is that a sirloin?
No, guys, that's not rump. Come on. Rump or nah?
Flank?
I like
I'm not
that
asking
little
for what type. I'm just saying, is it rump or
arugula?
Nah?
That arugula medley looks nice.
It's just arugula raw, dry on a plate. It's not a medley. So just, is this rump or not?
Looks nice.
You're really describing everything other than it's rump.
Cool
is
plate
it rump?
Too.
A good table. Rump.
That's going to go ahead and not be rump. Rump or nah?
That's an ass if I've ever seen one.
Gotta be skirt, right?
Again, I really would caution you against naming it as a different cut of meat. This is going to go ahead and you're right, though. It's not rump, but it is just
skirt,
not rump.
Specifically.
Yeah. Actually, no, that was rump. So you're actually wrong about that. That one was
that's
like rump.
Rump.
Can I say, yeah. As the host of the game, you do have to get it right on the first try.
No, and you're 100% correct.
All of the other stuff.
No, it's I've been correct. I just got off by one. And I even self-corrected before we moved on, so I'm actually doing a rump. Killer job. Do you think this is rump or is it not?
Rump.
It's guys? Actually cake.
That's going to go ahead and be rump. So Will is correct. Marika, your non-answer was an incorrect. So here we go. Rump
oh,
or
oh.
not? Nah?
I thought those were grapes.
That's so gross. This is kind of like a wedding meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
Just that like wedding food is usually
wedding?
Not
good. Yeah.
I feel like no, most weddings I've been to, the food is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Food
and
at my
like,
wedding
the
was
full
great.
Full baby potatoes is kind of a wedding thing.
Yeah, and it's also like you're trying. I'd rather you not try to make it some fancy steak dinner.
Yes.
Just have, sure. Like, I went to a really fun wedding where they had, like, a hot food bar, and it was just, they had, like, chicken tenders, and they had, like, all this, like, fun, cheaper food that's easier mm-hmm. to make in batches.
That was
that
a cafeteria.
And it, was, and it wasn't quite a wedding.
To
and
me,
I wasn't even invited
Ronald
to the cafeteria.
McDonald's
to me, the shaved carrots whole
yeah.
indicates trying to be fancy.
Yes.
Yeah, and is this
don't
rump or nah,
in.
Guys? Come on.
No.
No. No.
Y'all
no
are
way.
Wrong. That's rump. That's
no
rump for
way.
Sure. See that? All right, here we go. Rump or nah?
Yeah. That's the whole cow.
Is that chicken?
Is it rump or nah?
No.
It looks like a butterfly.
Guys, that's going to go ahead and be rump, right?
There's no way.
It's rump! Rump or nah?
How many pictures are in the album? I like when we can see that.
You don't get to know.
So we know when it's
you
over.
Don't get yeah. to know.
What do you
why
think
is
they're
there,
drinking?
There's a can and a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Alcoholics. And
or yeah. just two people cooking. So guys, is this a rump or nah?
Well, they're not
it's
cooking.
Gonna
it's
be
cooked.
Nah.
By the
yeah,
way,
cooked,
this is cookie dough for sure.
So it's cake. It's cake. This one's cake.
This one is rump.
Nailed it.
All right, rump or nah?
No.
Nah.
No way. Don't no fucking way,
one.
Dude.
That's absolutely
no
correct.
Way.
That is not rump. Right? That might even be a flank or like a skirt, I want to say.
There's no
you recommend
way.
Flank
oh,
or
this
skirt.
Sucks.
You recommend don't yeah.
Rump or nah?
Sometimes I wonder if you do the segments based on who's going to be on the show, and then often I'm proven completely that that's not true.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. And your first mistake was trying to nail down any rhyme or reason.
Joel. Yeah. Nah.
Nah.
Guys, that was rump.
Oh, you're not sharing sound.
Did you play
I was wondering
a sound?
What that noise was in the background.
Yeah, production quality on the paywall episodes is high.
Nah, nah, nah.
All right,
nah.
Rump or nah?
Nah, 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 nah.
Rump.
Hey, hey, hey. That's
it's
rump.
Nah.
No shot.
We disagree.
That's not rump, guys. What are you talking about?
I said
about?
It wasn't rump.
Moving
what
on.
Are you
what is this?
Doing?
Is it yeah, rump or is it not? Not is it a fucking
loaf.
Tomahawk?
That's meatloaf.
What are the sides?
Potato chips?
Not, doesn't
golden
have a plate served at a
steak
wedding
with potato
reception.
Chips. Is that potato or lettuce?
Lettuce.
That lettuce.
Looks like a salad bar salad.
That's
from
not
a
even
Golden
a medley.
Corral.
Took
That's
you
not
too
even
long.
Iceberg.
Took
it's iceberg.
Took you too long. This is not rump.
No shit.
Rump or not?
Rump.
Correct.
Who the fuck cares?
Rump or not rump?
Jesus
Christ.
Did
you download
not
all these pictures?
Rump.
Do you delete them after
That's
the
absolutely
game?
Correct, Marika. You guys are really killing it suddenly.
Out, can we clip out both Brad and Will in exact unison saying rump the same way and put that on the soundboard?
More lettuce.
Like, is that... Is that supposed to be for like
That's
a lettuce
not a fucking
wrap?
Salad, dude.
That doesn't even look like
this
meat.
Looks like rubber.
Yeah.
Someone's eating this at their desk. Rump or not
microwaved.
Rump? That's the name of the game, and you
it's
guys are
microwaved.
Saying a lot.
It's microwaved rump. Ass.
That's correct.
You're
this was
still
rump.
Not sharing
this was
sound,
rump.
Dude.
This was rump, and so here we go into the next one. What do you think?
What are you doing with your
rump.
Life?
And on an East
not
Fork
rump.
Ceramic plate.
Absolutely not rump. This is not rump.
Is that made of cork?
Guys, rump or gnaw?
Gnaw.
Those are two partridge hens.
In a pair.
Yeah, I was kind of
Will
thinking
was absolutely
that the
correct in that it is not rump.
Get more absurd or something. And then,
no,
yeah, but this
it
is nothing.
It's never
this is,
that.
This is nothing.
Is this
That's
rump?
Au jus.
It's a wet plate. Of rump.
That's correct. This was
so
rump.
So many of them.
Rump or nah?
Rump.
Correct!
How? I'm saying
rump?
the opposite
oh my
of what
God!
I think it is.
Rump or not rump?
Not
what are we thinking
rump.
For this nah. one? That's correct. Nah. Marika's starting
we,
to get
I
a 10 out of 10
actually
for this
are getting
one.
A little better at identifying rump.
Because I'm saying the exact opposite of rump.
I'm getting,
or not
I'm
rump,
getting actually angry. This is
nah.
not rump.
Guys, not you're killing rump. It suddenly. What about this? Are we thinking rump or maybe rump. Not rump?
That's These people rump. Don't know how to make fucking salads.
That's correct. is that? This is
that
rump.
That fat cap's way too big. That's
is,
rump.
That fat cap's way too big. You that's a you gotta rump it. And final one, rump or not rump?
Final one.
Final one.
What is it on? Parchment?
Parchment.
Paper?
I was thinking yeah. it was hummus.
Took you guys too long. That hummus. Was rump. That actually rump. Was rump.
Rump no on hummus.
Way.
Rump on hummus.
Guys, that takes us to the end of the episode. I think that was a pretty solid performance from Will and Brad. I thought I killed it. And thank you guys so much.
You're a plague sore. An embossed carbuncle.
Yeah.
Carbuncle?
I was going to say sort of carbuncle. Like a rheumatoid arthritis style.
An embossed carbuncle.
Some people take Ozempic. I am eczemic. In that, I'm a rash man. Some people are a garbage man. I'm just...
I'm the rash man.
I'm the rash guy. Sores. plugs, what do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people towards? Let's start with Brad.
I have a couple fun things to plug.
Woo.
Hill Kings podcast is releasing new episodes. We're about to start on the new season, the revival of King of the Hill. Y'all seen it yet?
No.
I'm waiting for my listen along.
A friend of former guest of the HeadGum podcast actually voices the character that my co-host's son is named after in the new season.
That's nothing.
Finn Wolfhard is on the show.
Wow.
And he voices GH, and that's exciting for that's me cool. personally. And my band has a show on October 14th at the Showdown in Portland. We're opening for the Portland band, The Apricots. If you live in Portland and you subscribe to this like that one guy did, come on down.
Hell yeah.
Marika?
How long is the set going to be, do you think? 30?
I think we have 30, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. I have nothing to plug.
Will?
And I have nothing to live for.
Tell your friends about, the show.
What about Rump or Not?
The show. Have more people sign up. We'll do another round of the stickers. So, like, if you tell your friend that they listen,
one sticker for every like that you that you put on the Patreon. Every friend that you tell about the show, you get a sticker and a picture of Jeff's legs.
How much do you think we could sell that for?
Legs, not that much. Legs, I think if I did, I have a bunch of photos from my boudoir shoot from 3 years ago. I think we could sell the set for like 1,000.
I think you could get some money for legs.
Do you have any legs out in the buy commercial? Oh my God. You were in a Sydney Sweeney ad. I'm just putting together the pieces.
She has great jeans.
Whoa. You're canceled.
Was a HeadGum original.